Hello, everybody. I am back. In today's episode, I will talk to you about letting go of the distractions and how it affected me and what I did to let go of them. And I hope it helps you too. Coming up next.
You are listening to the Get Started Online Podcast, the best podcast delivering useful tips and strategies without the hype to help you start a business online. GetStartedOnline.net. Start your business online today. Now, here is your host, Eddie Sands.
This is episode 53, recorded April 25th, 2019. Letting go of the distractions. This episode is brought to you by GetStartedOnline.net. Start your business online today. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you may be listening to me today. This is your host, Eddie Sand. And today I want to discuss with you the topic of distractions. Letting go of distractions. That's what it's all about today. And I'm going to do it because I was distracted with a bunch of stuff. As a matter of fact, if you've noticed, you know that I haven't been here with you, providing to you good information for the past month and a half, almost 2 months now. And back in February, I realized something. I realized that I was being distracted. I had too much distractions around me, and I felt overwhelmed. There was a point that I even felt a bit of anxiety because I felt like I needed to do everything in my to-do list, everything in my planner, everything on my calendar. And I was so behind things, especially it was also tax season here in the States. So I had to prepare that. I had to do paperwork. And there were so many things going on. I really felt overwhelmed. And that's what made me stop for a moment and take inventory of what was it that was most important for me to do to get results. But as I was doing that inventory, I realized there was so much distraction. So obviously, if you're listening to me right now, you are one of those people, an entrepreneur spirit, that you want to have an online business, right? You either are starting to get online with a business idea, or you have something and you want to get better, you want to get better results. So for us in the online world, as online entrepreneurs, we do have a lot of distractions. All right, take for instance with me. So one of the things that I noticed, again, this was in February, and I'll let you know what I did about it and how it can help you and what you can do. But one of the things I noticed was as I was taking inventory of everything that I was doing, or at least that I thought I needed to do, was Facebook. Okay, Facebook was a huge distraction to me. Obviously, I've been using Facebook for years now. Okay, I at least the past 6 or 7 years or something like that. I mean, I've been on Facebook for a while, and then my excuse was because I run a business promotion and making sure that I post something and you know, just basically all these things that I felt I needed to do with Facebook. But here was my problem. My problem was that when I decided to say, okay, let me go ahead and do a post or a video, I will go and open Facebook. And what I will do is go through the feed first. Okay. Go down the feed, post feeds, and I will get caught up. I will start reading something or watching something or finding out about someone and reading some advertising too. By the way, that was one of the ways that I did swipe. I would swipe ads so that I can see what they're doing right and what they're doing wrong, and I can make it better for my ads. So I would do a lot of swiping. So I would get caught up. An hour or two would pass by, and I would still have not done what I was intending to do. Or worse, I have found myself doing more than what I was supposed to. And let me tell you, that was one distraction that I had to cut off. Okay. So has that ever happened to you? Have you ever gone to Facebook or maybe any social media, the social media channel that you use, and you get caught up, right? Has that ever happened to you? Because again, it happened to me. So as I'm going through all this inventory back in February, and of course, it was an encouraging time as well for me because I had to do my taxes. So in a way, I really needed to cut down on all the extra things that I was doing. And so I decided, one of them, to cut Facebook. I know, like, what do you do without Facebook? in a moment, I'll tell you actually even what happened, because my wife went away for a while on her little excursion. And it was funny what people thought. But anyway, coming back to what I was saying, that I decided to cut Facebook, right? And so how did I do it? Okay, well, first of all, it was hard. I'm not going to lie to you. It was hard. Like, I basically was so tempted to get back on Facebook. But I used one little tool because, as you know, as I've told you already, I used Facebook a lot for advertising and videos, okay? Videos, a lot of live videos and things like that. So how do I do it, right? And what I did was, I have a Mac, and I downloaded, or I already had this before for years already. I've used what's called Ecamm. It's an app for the Mac, for the MacBook that I have, where it captures my videos and automatically posts them on any channel that I decide to post them to. So I don't have to go and open Facebook. I just go and open Ecamm, and Ecamm will download or upload, I should say, upload that video to my post, whichever channel I decide to choose to do it in. So you can go to Ecamm, let me make sure I give you the right spelling for this. So if you go to Ecamm, ECAMM.com, or just search, Google search, Ecamm Live, you know, and it'll come up for you. Hopefully you can use it because it's only available for MacBooks or for OS X. So anyway, so I used that as my tool to go and do my videos. However, I was also so used to doing them on my phone, right? Doing especially Facebook Lives, that's basically, it was my go-to place to go and use my phone. And boy, was that so difficult for me to not do them on my phone. And I seriously consider multiple times to upload or download again Facebook on my phone. And I will start thinking about it and saying, oh, I'm just going to do a video. It's just for videos. I'm not going to check it. I'm not. And I think I downloaded it a couple of times, but then deleted it afterwards, deleted my app from my phone because I just knew it wasn't going to work that way. So while doing that, I also found other things. And so I got caught up basically on the distractions in our world. Mainly for me, the biggest one, the hard one for me that I noticed was Facebook. So what do I do now? How do I do things? Okay, well, obviously, I happened to find other things in my life, and of course, I got my taxes done on time, obviously, because I had no other distractions, right? But I also got to do other things. All right. For example, as a matter of fact, I'm looking at it right now. I just about finished this new piece of report that I wrote about my marketing experience, how I actually felt in it multiple times, but also what I learned from it. And that's going to be coming up pretty soon, available for you. So be on the lookout for that. You can go and find out more about it at my webpage, getstartedonline.net. You'll find it there. It's going to be free to download. And there's 7 things that I actually did in marketing that didn't help me a lot. So how I failed, but also some of the things that I learned from it and how you can avoid those failures that I had. Anyway, so I was able to do this. I was also able to update some other books that are coming up and getting ready for some workshops as well this year. So in a way, this Facebook thing and some of the things that I basically got rid of in my daily tasks helped me a lot to stay focused on one thing. And again, as entrepreneurs, I know how it goes, right? We are the type of people that want to do everything. Right? And as a matter of fact, our brains goes and starts a project and then we think of something else and we want to go do it. And that's running a business, right? We run multiple businesses and we help people and all these things. But for me, my biggest distraction that made me feel a whole lot better now was Facebook. So I'm wondering, I'm curious, what is yours? What is your distraction? It may not be Facebook, okay? It may be something else. But for me, that was a huge one. So here's what I learned out of my experience, and I hope you learned something from my story as well. That the ultimate goal that we have as business owners is practically to run our business so that we can live the life that we want, right? But instead, what's happening here is that the business is running us. Do you know what I mean? So we end up doing all this extra work, and basically the business keeps us working. So I recommend having a plan of action, but specifically a plan to automate things. You know, again, that the purpose for you to do an online business is to automatically increase your income, right? So you need some type of system that will produce the results, whether you are actively in it or not. For me, whether I'm actively on Facebook or not, it will still, my business will still run without me automatically because I'm making it work that way. So that's the piece of advice that I'll give you. You know, look at your productivity day. Take a look at your tasks, take inventory and see what is distracting you from accomplishing and reaching your actual goals. You'll be surprised. And then how to actually create some type of system. You can automate things. Don't allow your business to run your life. Do the opposite and put things in place so that your business will run with or without you. And again, we have an advantage as entrepreneurs, business owners, because we use the internet. And you have access to a lot of systems and softwares to be able to automate your business online. All right. Well, if you're interested more in finding out what have I been doing for the past few weeks and just catching up with some of the information that I've learned, you can always, again, visit my webpage at getstartedonline.net. And until next time, stay focused and motivated by your passion. Have an outstanding week. Peace.